Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we are so grateful to the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. It writes, "Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed." Hallelujah. Mighty brothers and sisters, after the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, there's yet another very important aspect of Christ's resurrection, and that is his ascension. He ascended, and when we commemorate the translation of our Lord to heaven, it is often a neglected observance in the lives of many Christians. It occurs 40 days after the resurrection day, and though it never falls on a Sunday, the Lord's days following Ascension Day is designated as Ascension Sunday. It is certainly one of the most important events in the life of Jesus, and it should be celebrated along with his birth, his death, his resurrection, sending of the Holy Spirit, and the promised second coming. It is always thrilling to relive with our imagination the ascension scene on Mount Olivet, described in Acts chapter 1. There was the parting blessing from the Lord to his disciples, and his final instructions regarding the mission to be worldwide witnesses after being empowered by the Holy Spirit. Then the one who had been nailed to a Roman cross just a short time before was dramatically taken up before their very eyes. And the two men dressed in white who suddenly appeared reminded the disciples that Christ's ascension must always be related to his return. Acts 1:10 states, "This same Jesus will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Hallelujah. I was listening to a beautiful hymn, "Look Ye Saints, the Sight is Glorious," and it is generally regarded as one of the finest ascension hymns in the English language, one that is worthy of much greater use than it normally receives. Its author, Thomas Kelly, is recognized as one of Ireland's finest evangelical preachers, as well as one of its most distinguished spiritual poets of the 19th century. Hallelujah. So, enjoy the link that I'll post here for you to hear the beautiful hymn, learn it, and sing, and glorify the name of the Lord, and rejoice in the truth that your Lord not only rose triumphantly, but ascended into heaven victoriously, to be your personal representative in the courts of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer. Abba Father, we are so, so grateful to you that you completed the work of salvation for humanity, for all of us. And Lord, it is not only that Jesus died on the cross, not only that he was buried and he was risen up from the grave, but he has also ascended. Lord, you sent forth your Holy Spirit and you empowered us that we'll be mighty, mighty witnesses of Yeshua the Messiah. The look, our Lord reigns and our Lord is risen. Hallelujah. Abba Father, we are so grateful to you for the Lord's ascension, because we know that as he was taken up into heaven, he's also going to return back. And therefore, we look forward to that day when Jesus will return back with great glory and power, and at the sound of the trumpet. And Lord God Almighty, the ones who are asleep in Christ, the graves will open up, and those who are alive in a twinkling of an eye will be translated and taken up into glory. We look forward to that day, O Lord, and we thank you for that, and we bless you. Today, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, and running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from every evil and bless them abundantly. Abba Father, if anyone is sick in our midst, I speak healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to depart from these bodies and enter into them again no more, in Jesus' name. And I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life into your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, we love you, we bless you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day ahead of you, dear people of God. Bye for now.